Hey, it's your girl, All That Jazz, on another adventure, and this time we're celebrating Women's History Month, and I'm so privileged to have with me on this beautiful day, President of the New York Chapter for Women of Visionary Influence Incorporated, Miss Vidya Rajagopalan. Thank you so much, Vidya, for joining me.
Thank you, Jasmine, for having me.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. You know, we're celebrating Women's History Month, and this is such an awesome month because we get to reflect on our accomplishments and share with the world what we have excelled in and what we are continuing to excel in. And, you know, when I think about women and, you know, the history of women, I have awesome thoughts and great thoughts about all these women and what they've done in society and in the world, period. And I think about these women and how they shattered glass ceiling, and individuals that come to my head are Oprah Winfrey to Michelle Obama to Amelia Earhart, Bessie Coleman, and even Mary White Ovington. And those are just some of the women who have made impact in our world. I want to ask you, because it is Women's History Month, who do you admire as a woman?
You know, this can easily be a controversial question, but okay, I'll try my best to respond. I do want to point out to one single woman who I admire the most, but then as I pull back and realize, I think that any woman that I come across is a source of inspiration to me, one way or the other, even if the interaction happens to be difficult for me. There is always something that I can learn from those kind of interactions. But, you know, let me answer the question that you asked also succinctly. The one woman that I constantly admired the most is my mother. While I was growing up, I guess I was too pigheaded to admit that revelation. But now as I grow more and more into my own womanhood, I cannot help but sit back and admire what a phenomenal woman my mother is. At the time, well, actually my mom and my grandma, you know, when my mom was growing up, it was not advisable for women her age to study further and further because they may not get eligible husbands who are as educated or maybe even more educated than the woman is. But my grandma would have none of it, and she made my mother actually go do her master's degree too. They fought through all the gender stereotypes during that time, and my mom did her master's in history. Mm-hmm. And when she got married and when she gave birth to all of us, you know, after we were grown up a little, my mom did a second bachelor's degree, a bachelor's of education, in order to become a teacher. I remember my mom would wake up at 3 in the morning, cook food for us, and go to her classes. I would go with my mom to her classes if it is on the weekends, and my dad would take care of both my brothers and help around in the house. This one time, my mom was so exhausted that she fell asleep in the class. Mm-hmm. And in my effort to help her out, I remember taking notes on her behalf. I don't know what I wrote, but things like that is... It constantly makes me admire my mother. She right now is single-handedly taking care of my dad who has Parkinson's. And you know, my grandma passed away in the recent past.
I'm sorry.
She was taking care of my grandma too, you know, all without a single word of complaint. It affected her too, but my mom didn't complain at all. She did it with a lot of joy. It's rare to find that kind of a service-oriented mentality. When I grow up, if I am half the woman my mom is, I think I'll consider myself lucky.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, you will especially be lucky. And you know what? All those ladies who I mentioned too, because if my mom hears this and says, Jazz, you did not mention me. Mom, you know you are a phenomenal woman. You helped develop me to who I am today. And Vidya, your mom especially did a lot of great things. And I'm glad that she was able to give you that foundation and have that beautiful person who you are today, because you too are a phenomenal woman, as well as every single woman out there. And you know, know what? Women have such a powerful role. You know, they mentor, they educate, and they provide leadership to a lot of different people, or especially the world in general. Your organization, because you are president of the New York chapter of Women of Visionary Influence, tell me a little bit about that organization, because I do know you guys have organization chapters in Texas, Arizona, Oregon, as well as now New York City. Tell me a little bit about Women of Visionary Influence.
Okay, so you hit all the salient points when you talked about leadership and mentoring and empowerment, because that's what a woman does, whether she acknowledges it or not, or whether she realizes it or not. That's what she does in her personal and in her professional life. So this organization was initially founded by Pauline Shirley and Teresa Smith, and it expanded to Texas, to begin with. Mm-hmm. I know Pauline through Toastmasters, and Pauline is like my mother in the USA. She tells me, I know what's good for you, Vidya. And she actually made me the president and founder of Women of Visionary Influence New York City, even before I knew it.
Oh, wow.
So I walked into this annual conference in Dallas last year in August, and she introduced me as the president and founder. It caught me by total surprise. But as the initial shock settled down, I realized that there are two ways in which we can create a supportive network, a supportive community for women. One is by hoping that it would happen as we go through life, or by consciously allowing for that to happen. Women of Visionary Influence and its chapters now spreading across the country is a conscious choice that we make to create that sisterhood, to create that community where we are able to look past each other's fears and help us in achieving our goals, our objectives, whatever it is that we hold nearest and dearest to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So that is what WOVI, Women of Visionary Influence, is all about.
Oh, well, I love the mission, the vision of WOVI. WOVI is definitely a great organization that supports women, whether it's, like I said, through mentoring, education, and leadership. We all need some type of community where we can go to for inspiration to one another, and to also just be able to develop not only personal but professional as well, and have that type of support system in our lives. Tell the people out there, Vidya, how can they get involved in this organization, whether it's through the national organization or through different chapters?
Okay. Well, like I said, WOVI chapters are now prevalent across Texas and in Arizona, Tucson, Phoenix in Arizona, and Portland in Oregon. Well, and we are constantly looking at creating new chapters. If you are interested in being a part of a chapter, then all you have to do is to look up www.wovi.com and find a chapter nearest to you. If you want to take it a step ahead and just want to be a part of WOVI and not really be affiliated to a particular chapter, you can also become a member for WOVI at large, which means that you're not affiliated to a Dallas chapter or a Phoenix chapter. You're just a member of WOVI Incorporated, a free-floating member, if you will. And you still gain all the access to the resources that a WOVI woman has. And if you want to take it one more step ahead and want to create a chapter in your location where you don't have a chapter, then you could always start a chapter. Again, all the resources are available on WOVI.com. Or you could reach out to Pauline Shirley as well. Pauline, the founder of the organization, she will ensure that you have all the resources available to you, all the support available to you to create a chapter. And now let me be a little bit selfish and talk about how you can get involved with New York chapter.
Exactly.
For New York chapter, I am the point of contact. You are welcome to reach out to me the email address, wovinyc.vidya@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Awesome. Well, Vidya, this organization, WOVI, also known as Women of Visionary Influence, is definitely making moves. Pauline's making moves. Vidya's making moves. All the women out here are making moves. So you ladies are definitely considered people making moves. What type of words of encouragement would you give to women to achieve their dreams?
Jasmine, I have a rule. I generally don't give advice when it is not asked for by a particular source.
Okay.
So let me tell you what I apply in my life, and if it applies for you and the audience as well, then you might as well take it. I follow two big principles, two big philosophies in my life. One is never to make an assumption about a person or a situation. I always ask to clarify the assumptions that I have are only my own opinions, and that is not the reality, and that is not the truth. So I always seek for clarification. The second is I just don't gossip. If I have a problem with a person, I always take it up to that person and ensure that I get that resolved, one way or the other. And after that, that thing remains in the past. It just doesn't come with me in the future, or in the present for that matter. So by following these two principles, they're not the easiest principles to follow, and let me tell you that to begin with, but as I realize that as I stick with them, I'm just this really happy person, you know, I'm as happy as what
you are.
I just don't know what else to say about myself. I'm just really a joyous octopus. That's what I call myself. I keep moving my hands around a lot, so I call myself a joyous octopus. And I'm able to be that way because of these two guiding principles that I follow very strictly in my life. It just makes life delicious.
Makes life delicious. I love it. Well, Vidya, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate the time you took out your schedule to talk to me about Women of Visionary Influence and sharing what this organization is doing, not only for communities, but for the whole nation and to the whole world. What I do like about Women's History Month is we actually have an opportunity to be able to share each other's inspirations and share each other's different goals, etc. And I really like WOVI, and I think that this organization is definitely making moves. So let's continue to build each other and encourage each other and continue the sisterhood of embracing and empowering each other. Thank you so much, Vidya, once again for joining me. And ladies, make sure that you get involved as well. Go to www.wovi.com and get involved. And let's start making an influence and an impact in our community. Thank you for tuning in. I'm All That Jazz, and stay tuned for more adventures with people making moves.